Oh yeah, talking about old Ford trucks. We heard for years here on the broadcast that Romy was going to get a new truck. But his 150 had to hit 300,000 miles first. Well, Romy, now that you're in your brand new F-150, what do you see in that truck that the 08 with 300,000 miles, what's the difference? What are you feeling?
You know, the biggest thing that I have enjoyed so far, I filled up yesterday and I got back in and it said 650 miles to E. I'd have to say that's been my favorite so far. The kids love the pickup speed.
Okay.
They always want me to drive fast, but we don't do that much.
All right. But that range, that fuel mileage EcoBoost range, and it's a fine looking truck. It really is. Folks, if you haven't shopped new vehicles, you've got to shop. And if you're looking for a pickup truck, you got to look at the number one pickup truck in America for the last 42 years, Ford's F-150. And there isn't any reason to shop any other place than Sanderson Ford. They are America's number one Ford dealership, and for a good reason. And you won't know that good reason unless you drive over there and shop. And then it will shout at you why they are number one. It's the way you're treated. Now, they're only open 6 days a week, so don't run over there on Sunday. They allow their families to all spend Sunday together at home. Sanderson Ford, Monday through Saturday, number one Ford dealership in America. Go pick yourself out a new ride.
Back in the studio with Statewide Lighting, the Childers are here, and it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Like Mike, who's got a question about a LED light bulb he received. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you. Actually, I have two questions about these lights. SRP sent out a replacement package so we could try them out, but the LED bulbs have a ceramic coating at the bottom, and they get really hot. I can't use them in my freestanding floor lamp because they have metal sleeves. And the sleeves get hot enough to burn you. Is there a bulb out there that doesn't produce that heat?
Well, here again, I'm not sure who the manufacturer was or anything like that. But the ceramic is basically there for a reason because it has a heat problem. And so as we know from the space shuttle, that it will absorb heat. But aluminum is what is used in most of the light bulbs nowadays because of the LED bulbs, because aluminum dissipates heat so much better, where ceramic kind of holds it in. I'm not really sure, other than, you know, like you say, it is a computer chip. It does generate heat. The difference between an incandescent bulb and an LED bulb is most of the heat in an incandescent bulb comes out the front, and that's why it generates so much heat, and you feel it on the top of your head and everything else, where LED goes out the back. So the ceramic is trying to contain that heat for the most part. So when you're standing under it, you don't feel the heat like you do with incandescent.
Interesting.
So I'm not sure what they've sent you, but I probably wouldn't be too worried about it. But, you know, if it's uncomfortable.
And nothing against SRP. But no. This may have been a light bulb manufacturer's way of clearing out the ceramics that they weren't moving because they've got the new aluminums in. Yeah. We've got all this product. We've got to do something with it.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I don't know. You know, they got to stand behind it, so they wouldn't want to send out something that's not going to, you know, perform. But
I haven't felt the kind of heat out of an LED that I felt out of halogens.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, that's the difference is the LED, all the heat is behind the light, where you know, they have to dissipate it either through aluminum and or, you know, like you say, contain it with ceramic because it does run hot. But you don't feel the heat out the front.
Interesting.
Like you do with halogen and that kind of stuff.
I can remember when we replaced our recess cans with incandescent to halogen because I liked the halogen light so much. We have a lot mm-hmm. of art in our house. Our air conditioning bill actually went up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every light that was on was like a little radiant heater.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Ashley, we talked about contemporary. How about the French farmhouse look? That seems to be.
Farmhouse is very popular right now.
Okay, all right.
Very, very popular. A lot of the lighting manufacturers are bringing in a lot of the wood tones, you know, the grays and the different woods or the crockery, pottery type hanging pendants.
Steel.
Yeah, metal. A lot of you can mix textures, so bring some, you know, instead of just a metal fixture with glass, you know, you can add some wood tones in there, some bamboo, some shells, you know, just add a little bit of interest to your lighting piece.
Well, the name of the article is Reinvent Your Space with Lighting.
Yes.
And it really does take a tour through the showroom, your showroom, to appreciate what that can really mean. Because
yeah.
as I've said a couple times already, I mean, it'll blow your mind when you see the number of fixtures y'all have hanging in the showroom. We haven't even touched on ceiling fans yet. Mm-hmm. But then every fixture can be treated differently by how you bulb it and how you dim it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you can take a simple fixture and like you say, change it 15 different ways to make it whatever you want, you know, and it's quite simple now. So,
and I was giving you a hard time earlier about letting us put fluorescent lights in the kitchen and recess cans above our nose in the bathroom vanity. But I'm glad you did that because, boy, all we've done remodeling the last 10 years is tear those out.
Yeah.
And you know my man Stan, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, Stan walks around with a trench coat with those 4-inch LED recess cans that only take up a 3/4 inch. He sells them like stolen watches underneath his. He says, "Hey, you want a light?" He loves those lights. He puts them everywhere.
Yeah,
but that's a great way to retrofit hall lighting that we've never been able to do before.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're talking. You can get get 3 times the light that you used to get out of a fluorescent, out of a 3-inch can. It's only 2.5-3 inches tall.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. And now they also have, you know, just the flush mount LEDs that, you know.
Duckwork doesn't stop you anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. It looks like a can when you look up, but you don't have to go up in the ceiling. You just mount it straight to the ceiling.
Yep.
Super easy.
I mean, the modifications are tremendous. Now, we wouldn't do your showroom justice if we didn't take a couple minutes and do talk about the ceiling fans.
Yes.
I mean, we've gone from incandescent to halogen to CFL, now to LEDs. Mm-hmm. If we would just, I mean, we've saved a lot of money monthly on how we light our house. The LEDs mm-hmm. taking, what, 1/10 the power?
Yeah.
Conventional incandescent.
Correct.
Yeah.
And less heat. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're saving on the light bill. We're saving on the cooling bill. And then we go to ceiling fans and the innovations they've come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The DC motor is big.
They've gone from 120 volt using 60 to 80 watts just to drive the motor down to DC motors now, which are the way to go. And they're only, 23 watts and do twice the power now and twice the cooling and, better RPMs.
What have they done with light kits for fans?
So a while back they would put limiters on your light kits because people would be putting 100 watt bulbs in their light kits that were rated for 60 watt bulbs and it was getting too hot and they were, not safe. So they started putting limiters in them to where once it got too hot, it would turn off your light. So you're in your office doing work, you put in the wrong bulb to get more light and your light kit would just shut off. So now we've gotten away from that, and they've started putting the LED tape lighting in the light kits. Definitely a better solution to get brighter lights in your workspaces, your office, wherever you're putting a fan. People come in all the time. I need a fan, but I need it to have good light. And we used to be like, well, it's a fan. It's not really made for light. Now we can say, okay, we have those now. You know, the LED definitely gave us that option to provide light with the fan.
And are y'all seeing, I like the, I think they call them Edison bulbs. You know, the kind of
the nostalgic.
Yeah, the nostalgic. Yeah. I love those fixtures. Kind of makes you feel like you're in an old homestead ranch, like what my house is.
Yeah. And that's you know, another thing that you can change a crystal chandelier, the whole look, you know, just by throwing some Edison bulbs in it or some the pointed torpedoes, that, you know, and all of a sudden you've got a whole different look on a crystal transitional fixture.
I see a ton of Edison balls outdoor lighting, where they string it across the pool or across the
string lights.
It's all over my neighborhood.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, those are all LED, and, you know, now, I mean, you can do that. So you can do a string of hundreds of light bulbs, and it, you know, it's less than one incandescent bulb, you know, so.
Yep. And is there any bulb shape that you can't get in an LED?
They come out with new ones like every week, it seems like.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, yes, there was some strange, you know, landscape light by pin type things. But now we can pretty much convert,
really?
I would say, about 80% of the light bulbs you're used to getting at your hardware store that most people use in their homes in an LED version.
Well, I've mentioned this to Jennifer and on air before. I mean, when we moved in our house 30 years ago, and our house was built in the 60s, I had a supply of necessary light bulbs. I had a 50 watt, 100 watt, and then I had that three stage incandescent, 50, 100, 150. That fit every light fixture in our house. Now that same cabinet that houses the light fixtures, the bulbs we need for the house, it has 18 different kind of bulbs in it. It got complicated, but boy,
thank you very much for that, too.
But boy, it sure makes a difference on how the house looks and feels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and outdoor, you know, exterior, you know, landscape lighting, pretty much there's a light bulb to fit, you know, most everything nowadays outdoors.
That's LED.
All right. Ashley, you're offering the Rosie on the House listeners a statewide lighting discount. Let's repeat that offer right now. And an address and a phone number.
Okay. Just mention the phrase reinvent in any order. You'll get 20% off of your order in the showroom or phone orders as well from now until October 31st. We are in Scottsdale off 90th Street and Shea 8920 East San Victor Drive.
And the phone number?
480-391-0452.
And the website?
Is statewidelighting.com.
There you go. Back with Statewide Lighting right after this.